Style isn't just about clothes, it's about character. The well-dressed man understands that his wardrobe choices reflect something deeper than mere fashion. They embody his values, history, and sense of self. As Gay Talese wisely notes, unless you have a sense of self, you're not going to wear clothes with any pride, because the clothes are wearing you. This profound connection between identity and appearance lies at the heart of masculine style. True dandyism isn't about peacocking or following trends. It's about subtle distinction and honoring timeless principles. The most stylish men don't chase fashion. They cultivate a personal aesthetic that transcends seasons and fads. What makes a man truly well-dressed isn't the price tag of his suit or the prestige of his watch, but the thoughtful intentionality behind each choice and the confidence with which he wears them. Our relationship with clothing begins in childhood with peculiar fixations: red suspenders, turquoise shorts matching favorite teams, or coveting Michael J. Fox's two-tone jean jacket. These attachments form from pure passion rather than aesthetic reasoning. School uniforms teach both conformity and rebellion. Nick Sullivan recalls strict gray suit requirements at his school, where minor deviations meant detention. Gled O'Brien remembers Jesuit high school students wearing turtlenecks over required ties until Jesuits would come up and pull your turtleneck down to see if you were in compliance. College represents critical style evolution. Jay Fielden describes his hardcore Ralph Lauren phase, working at a polo shop mainly for the employee discount. Duncan Hanna embraced Bowie-inspired fashion at Bard, wearing huge black fedoras and women's clothes, including Joan Crawford overcoats, much to his father's dismay. These early style journeys profoundly shape our adult relationship with clothing, informing our aesthetic sensibilities whether we continue these patterns or rebel against them. The father-son relationship often manifests through clothing, in emulation, rebellion, or both. During tennis matches with my father, our contrasting styles were evident. His directness versus my counterpunching, his simple canvas bag versus my oversized yet basically empty professional one. Fathers passed down enduring style rules. Tom Schiller learned the military shirt tuck from his Army veteran father. Duncan Hanna's father enforced propriety with rules about belts and appropriate footwear. Ewan Relly's British father advised, "Americans like to match their clothes. You're British, remember always to clash your clothes." Style inheritance extends to physical objects, with men treasuring items from their lineage. Eric Dayton's grandfather's naval pins, Jay Battle's father's pocket watch, Nick Wooster's father's timepiece. These aren't mere accessories, but tangible connections to heritage. An inherited piece carries not just style, but legacy, connecting us to our personal histories beyond fashion. Authenticity remains style's elusive holy grail, instantly recognizable yet impossible to purchase. It's paradoxically both novel and familiar, imitated yet unique. This creates tension between early adopters and followers, with pride coming from discovery, finding neighborhoods before gentrification, artists before fame, restaurants before recognition. The internet has dramatically accelerated this cycle, making the exotic familiar faster. Social media transforms local secrets into global destinations overnight, from hidden jazz clubs to family ramen shops. Imperfection is central to authenticity. White shoes exemplify this. They begin pristine but gain character only after acquiring marks that tell your story. Fred Astaire threw new suits against walls to break their newness, understanding clothes should reflect their wearer's life, not their maker's vision. As one vintage dealer noted, a pair of pre-distressed jeans isn't going to do the trick. You're going to have to break them in yourself. Authentic wear becomes a physical memoir of lived experiences rather than purchased character. What's your most cherished imperfect possession? These imperfections tell your story more eloquently than any pristine replacement. The hat functions as a cultural barometer, revealing profession and era. Today's hat wearer stands against conformity. There is no neutral hat. A proper hat enhances your personality, making you look more authentically yourself. The custom suit represents superior hand-built craftsmanship. Though expensive, it supports skilled tailors with years of apprenticeship, not marketing campaigns. The well-dressed man selects fewer, better options that transcend trends. The blazer embodies timeless classicism while flattering the wearer. As Jonathan Ames notes, if sport coats were inner organs, the blue blazer would be the lungs, absolutely essential. Originally worn by Cambridge rowers in 1825, blazers evolved to signify club membership. The tie maintains cultural power even in absence, a declaration showing your understanding of society. Boys wear ties reluctantly. Men understand occasion and rise to it. The pocket square elevates a sport coat from ordinary to distinguished, expressing individuality within classical style. The Don Draper approach, straight and white, pairs with a narrow lapel coat, an ice-cold martini, and a worldview that takes no prisoners. These elements communicate values, attention to detail, and respect for tradition without words. A man's style extends beyond his wardrobe to his rituals and environments. Formal dining remains relevant. Its hushed atmosphere with ironed linen creates a transcendent experience, a retreat into sensory pleasure and intimate company. Bars endure because people seek communal drinking spaces. The best ones embody conviviality, civility, and solidarity. Becoming a regular brings rewards, though realizing your time investment can be sobering. Bartenders understand human nature while maintaining professional distance. The modern man's living space should transcend the man cave stereotype. A thoughtfully curated home reflects personal growth while providing sanctuary. Transform a basic space by downsizing your television, investing in quality rugs, finding a comfortable reading chair, displaying meaningful books, and layering warm lighting. Old Spice evokes powerful memories. Introduced in 1934 as an exotic escape, it became the reassuring scent of fathers and grandfathers. A man should find an enduring signature scent where others wearing it smell like you, not vice versa. These elements aren't superficial indulgences, but frameworks for a life well lived. A good beard suggests comfort with oneself and achievements, tenure, genius grants, or seafaring accomplishments. The bearded man joins a brotherhood connected to Tolstoy, Matisse, and Melville. His beard frames his face without defining him, revealing character rather than hiding flaws. Acquired tastes span dining, music, clothing, and film. Foods like coffee, mushrooms, and whiskey evolve from initial resistance to pleasure as we develop appreciation for complexity. The challenge is knowing when to trust first instincts versus persevering. Noticing gray hairs means recognizing change while experiencing it. Life phases typically become clear only after they've ended. The challenge is embracing aging while accepting its reality: back pain, reduced alcohol tolerance, and wrinkles. Fishing teaches that success is so rare that without photos, no one believes you. More knowledge reveals how much more there is to learn. Despite disappointment, there's always another chance, driving that one more cast. True style isn't following rules, but understanding them deeply enough to know when to break them. Like character itself, style deepens with experience.